Ah, people are afraid of death. They're very afraid at the moment. Afraid of COVID-19. Huh? I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Yes, we are going to die. Every one of us. Sooner or later. But of course, I understand it. Now just think about it. Yeah? Every day you hear in the news, today another 200 people died of cancer. Today another 100 people died in accidents. And another 50 people died of alcohol. Another 50 people died of this or that. Yeah? But this pandemic, yeah, that sweeps through the whole world. How many people die? 20, 30 a day? Huh? But if we hear this, if we hear every day, another 200 people died of cancer, another 100 people died of this, another 50 people died of that, I mean, we would be all afraid of death. Wouldn't we? Hearing this constantly reminds us of death. Yeah? So that's why we don't hear it. Yeah? But why do we hear it with the COVID-19? Yeah? I think in 2 months when it is over, and when you count all the deaths, you know, it is less than SARS or MERS or whatever the epidemics were called. In the last 20 or 30 years. What was really a pandemic was the Spanish flu. When you think about the Spanish flu, how many millions of people died because of the Spanish flu? More than in World War I. More than soldiers died on the front line. This is a pandemic. But it is, you know, I mean, it's an epidemic, yeah? Nothing else, yeah? I mean, if we protect ourselves, you know, a little bit, yeah, then we should be fine. But this panic, yeah? Think about what panic makes us do. It makes us do all the wrong things. If we are so afraid of death, yeah? And because we are so afraid of death, you know, we go into panic mode, yeah? Just like, you know, when there is, you know, and there used to be, you know, in the 70s or in the 80s, there used to be, you know, cinemas on fire. More people, yeah, died on the way to the exit because of the herd of people who wanted to get out than actually died in the fire. Yeah? Because of panic, we make things much worse. Yeah? So there's no need to fear, yeah, that we die. Yeah, of COVID-19. Yeah? I mean, we will die. Maybe some of us will die because of this illness. Yeah, other people will die more likely. You know, they will die of cancer or Alzheimer or, you know, whatever, Parkinson or old age or liver failure or heart failure, heart attack. Lots of people die of heart attack. Yeah, and another people, you know, another 100 people died of heart attack. Every day we hear that. We need some pills against heart attack. We need some this against this. We need some that against that. Yeah? No, we don't need anything. We need to have a clear mind. That is what we need. Yeah? Fear makes it not. Yeah? Makes the mind completely muddled up. Yeah? What is it? Yeah? I mean, if we would be afraid of doing evil, yeah, in the same way, then we are afraid, yeah, of death. That would be much more helpful. Yeah, being afraid of doing evil. I mean, dying, you know, dying because of this illness or that illness or that, or even an accident. Yeah? It is not as bad, you know, but if you've done evil, you know, I mean, we spent the next 100 years or 1,000 years in hell. Yeah? So people should be much more afraid of doing evil. But they're not afraid of doing evil. They're afraid of death. But death comes together with birth, yeah? It is the coin. If you like to have a silver coin, yeah, there's a head and there's a tail, yeah? And we get the whole package. We get birth and we get death, yeah? We get the head and we get the tail. Actually, you know, I mean, they should remind us, you know, when they bring out all these statistics, you know, how many people are born that day, huh? How many new people are born that day? It's more than people that die. Huh? More people are born in a day than people die. So what is it? Yeah? I mean, it's a normal cycle of life. But this panic makes people, you know, I mean, completely crazy. Yeah? I mean, they lock, you know, some countries lock the people in their apartments. Yeah? I mean, if you're not a Buddhist, you know, if you don't know how to deal with loneliness or deal with being locked up, yeah, then you can get crazy. Yeah. And what are people doing? You know, think about, you know, family who sometimes fight, you know, are locked up in the same house, you know. I mean, they will kill each other. Huh? Because they can't get out, you know. Normally the man goes to work and the woman goes shopping, and now they are locked in one house, you know. And what do? They fight and fight, and in the end one of them will die. Because they murder each other. Huh? They kill each other because of this aggression that comes through the fear. Yeah? Or through the panic that we are going to die. Or that, you know, through the fear, through the panic that we are locked up, we cannot, you know, we cannot escape. But as a Buddhist, you know, and as a Buddhist we know, I mean, we are going to die sooner or later. Yeah? We are born, we have some certain time, yeah. When we are born, you know, the clock, you know, for our lifetime, you know, has been set, yeah? And that's it, yeah? For some people the clock is 20 years, for others it's 40 years, for others it's 60 years, for others it is 80 or 100 years, yeah? That's it. And once the clock runs out, yeah? No matter, you know, no matter, even if you know, I mean, we are going to die in a car accident and we don't use cars, yeah? We still will die, yeah? Maybe because of that, yeah? Maybe a brick is falling down from a house, yeah? All things can happen, yeah? We can die anyway, yeah? And if we die of a sickness, you know, then it is part of our karma. If we die because we are murdered, it is part of our karma, yeah? This is something, you know, that we have to realize, karma, yeah? Whatever I do unto others will come back to me. Yeah? Others will do unto me. And that is something yeah, we have to reflect about every day. Yeah? Only the things that we have done unto others we will experience right now. Yeah? If we were generous, people will be generous to us. Yeah? If we were very angry at people, people will get angry at us. Yeah? That's it. Yeah? If we were very kind to people, people will be kind to us. I mean, this is something that we should take, you know, as the Bible or whatever you call it, as our diary to walk on, or as our notepad to walk on. Yeah? I mean, I only want to do the things that I want to receive. And then, you know, this life, you know, already starts getting better. And the next life, you know, will be fine. Because we get all the things that we want. Yeah? And don't get the things that we don't want. Because we don't do them. But can we do it? No. Because there is so much aggression within us. There is so much hatred within us. There is so much mischief in us. And so on. Yeah? Envy of others. Yeah? I mean, we only get what we deserve. And that is something that we really should rely on, yeah? And about death, you know, I mean, what did the Lord Buddha taught us, yeah? I mean, he taught us, reflecting on death is a very wholesome thing. We all are going to die. We all are going to die, yeah? And we shouldn't be afraid of. And we are not normally people who who do a lot of good things are never afraid of death, because they know they go to a good destination. But people who have done a lot of evil, you know, of course they are afraid, because they know what is awaiting them. Hell time is coming up. That's why they are especially afraid of death. That's why they want to live forever. But that is impossible. So this panic, you know, I mean, I'm only talking about it, I don't like to talk about it. It is because, you know, all over the world, people are so afraid of it. They're so afraid, you know, and maybe, you know, there are a few hundred listeners, you know, who listen to the talk on YouTube or on the website, you know, and then they can make sense of it, and it helps them to reflect about it. Death will come, yeah. And death will come at the time, you know, when our karma is running out, or this life is running out. Yeah? And the clock was set, you know, at the beginning of our birth. Yeah? And also, you know, what kind of illnesses we get through our life, or what kind of accidents will happen. Yeah? Or if we get rich, or if we get poor, you know, if we stay this and stay that. Yeah? If you reflect about that daily, you know, I mean, sooner or later it will seep into our heart. And when it seeps in our heart, you know, we get this affirmation, yeah, and then things are going to be better. Because then we can stay in front of anything. Yeah? But now, you know, I mean, when we live out in the world, I mean, they lock down the countries, people cannot go to work. I mean, what do they live on? Huh? I mean, they don't get any money. They need food, you know, just like everybody. Yeah? I mean, the government, you know, I mean, should provide for the people. If they, you know, if they lock them out of, you know, they cannot go to work, then they should provide for them. They should at least, you know, I mean, remember what the emperor, the Roman emperor Nero said, yeah? Give the people bread and circus, yeah? So that they are not hungry, yeah? And something to play on, yeah? And then they don't revolt. But if you don't give them bread, what are the people doing? The people, you know, want to eat, you know, it's a basic necessity, you know, of human life, yeah? Everybody wants to survive. Remember what I said about, you know, about the movie theater on fire. Everybody wants to survive, so everybody will run out. And he doesn't care about his neighbors, he doesn't care about his friends, he doesn't care about his loved ones, he wants to get out, yeah? And that's the same thing that will happen, yeah? If they don't provide, if the governments of all these nations don't provide the people with the basic necessities, the people will revolt. And that's what probably is going to happen in some of the countries. And that is not good, you know. It's not good for the country, it's not good for the people, yeah. Because they will kill each other, you know, for getting, you know, getting a loaf of bread or getting something to eat. This is certainly not a good idea, you know. People who do it, you know, who did it, who ordered it, I mean, they will have a very heavy responsibility for this. And just like you know, the general who orders the army to fight another army, he will be responsible for the death that occurred, and he will have to face up to it later on in hell. So it's the same thing. So we should give, you know, I mean, the government should give, you know, the people basic, the basic necessities of life. And that is food and water, yeah? And a place where they can stay. I mean, with it, you know, with this panic, you know, not only, you know, 30% of the people are having no job, yeah? And having no income, I mean, they will not be able to pay their mortgages, yeah, for the house, you know, and sooner or later they will be evicted, yeah? And who is able to buy these houses? The people who have money, huh? So it's a transformation of wealth up to the 1%, yeah? So I mean, if you want to make a conclusion, maybe it is the intention of these people, but I don't know, yeah? anyway. We should not be afraid, you know. I mean, what can we do? Yeah? What can we do? You know, I mean, everybody, you know, the first thing is we don't listen to the news anymore. Yeah? Like in Germany, you know, what I don't know doesn't make me hot. Yeah? It doesn't upset me. Nam kotame. Nu poko put by boyem. Na pasa thai, dia ne cha put pasa angkret ba. Man kom mern gan, na, di put lai ton chao, na. Ton chao ko put pasa thai, na. Put rung ne, ko kon ko glua thua lok, na. ไม่ต้องกลัวคุณเขารู้เกิดมานะมันจะตายมันจะตายยังไงก็เป็นเรื่องกรรมของเราก็เป็นปุญวาสนาแต่ของเราเป็นชาวพุทธนะก็ใช้โอกาสนี่ใช้โอกาสนะแผ่นใช้โอกาสนี่ภาวนาพุทโธพุทโธพุทโธและทำให้ใจสงบเมื่อใจสงบสบายฮะออกจากสมาธิโอเคมันเครียดมันตีเราตลอดเวลานะโอเคเข้าสมาธิเข้าสู่สมาธิอีกนะนั่นเมื่อสมาธิก็ดีก็พิจารณาร่างกายนะมันตัดเครียดออกจากใจ so what can we do you knowI mean, as a Buddhist, you know, of course we should reflect about death, yeah? Death will come, yeah? I mean, most of us hope, you know, it will be an easy death, yeah? We go to bed, you know, and the next day we don't wake up, yeah? That's a lot of people hope for that, yeah? But for some death, you know, can take years, you know, and it will be very, very, very painful, yeah? Other deaths, you know, are quicker but painful, yeah? And other deaths, you know, are very quick, you know, without pain, yeah?That depends on our karma, no? So reflecting about that. And the other thing, what we should do, we should take the time, yeah? And if we are locked down, you know, in a house or in an apartment, then we should start and meditate, yeah? I mean, meditate in the morning, you know, we eat some food, you know, or whatever we have, yeah? And then start to meditate until the mind becomes clear. And once the mind becomes clear, it knows what to do, yeah?And how can we not know? Yeah? And then if the worries, you know, start again, you know, and then we start meditating again. And then we meditate. And then you will see over 4 or 5 weeks or 6 weeks that we are locked up, you know, I mean, we can get extremely calm and extremely happy. I mean, and then we see, you know, the happiness that we looked out in the world, not being, you know, being going on this trip or that trip, you know, I mean, the happiness arises in our heart. And we get to know it, you know, without any troubles, without any money, huh? Just with a little bit of effort, you know, and staying with the Buddha or staying with the breath. That's all. And then happiness arises when there is no more thought, when there is no more memories coming up. I mean, there's no past and there's no future. So we don't worry about the future and we don't worry about the past, yeah? We don't worry about our past deeds or bad deeds or evil deeds, you know? We don't worry because there are no more memories and there are no more thoughts. So we are not afraid, yeah? There's no fear coming up because what shall we be afraid of? We are in unity with this universe, yeah? And the moment we come out, you know, of course everything will be different, you know, the senses start to work again, you know, and then the desire comes up, you know, the thoughts come up, the memories come up, oh, what shall I do? I won't have money, yeah? And then we go back into samadhi and until everything is clear, yeah? Until we know what to do, yeah? That is the only thing, you know, that can help us through this pandemic, yeah? to use the time wisely, to use it for meditating, yeah? And when our mind is very calm, you know, reflect about the nature of this body, yeah? And this body is born, you know, we are born, you know, I mean, we educate this body or we train this body for 15, 16 years, yeah? Then we can use this for 30 years and then we wait for death anyway for 40 years, yeah? Because the body, you know, starts to fall apart, you know, at the age of 45 or 50. It starts to fall apart, and in the end, you know, none of the organs are working anymore, and, you know, the the lungs stop working, and that's what we call death. Yeah? But it's normal, you know. I mean, we've seen people die, you know, because of old age. We've seen people die, you know, because of sickness, the sickness of that sickness. So we should reflect upon that. Yeah, once the mind is calm, we should reflect about that. Yeah, that is very helpful. Yeah, I mean the Lord Buddha praised it. You know, reflection about death. Yeah, but also reflection about karma. Yeah, whatever comes, you know, whatever I experience is that what I have done. And this, you know, I mean, reflecting about this often, you know, I mean, let us do from now on the things that I want to receive. I mean, just like any farmer knows, you know, I mean, if he wants to eat rice, he has to sow rice, yeah, before he can harvest it. That is so clear. I mean, he cannot eat rice if he didn't sow it, yeah. And what did Jesus say? What you sow is what you reap, yeah. And that is something, you know, I mean, no matter if you are Buddhist or if you are Christian, I mean, we know that, we heard that. What you sow is what you reap. And what you reap right now is what you have sown in the past. I mean, how can that be clearer? So, we should not be afraid of this. And we should use the time wisely while we are locked up, you know, or locked down, or whatever the case is, yeah? And use the time, yeah? For reflection about the nature of the body. Yeah? How long did we train this body? 15, 16 years, you know, until it can do the things that we want it to do. And then we can use it at 30 or 40 years, you know. But what are we using the time for? Think about it. You know, I mean, from the age of 16, I mean, we work for this body. We think only about this body. This body. Do I have enough food? I want to have a bigger house. I want to have a house. I want to have it warm. I want to have clothes. You know, I want to have medicine and so on and so on. And we worry about the body. And that's why this pandemic, you know, makes people so much afraid. We constantly worry about the body. We never worry about the owner of the body, who owns the body. It is like in this example that I often use. We never worry about the driver of the car. We only worry about the car. Oh, is the car, you know, oh, it has a scratch here, you know, I need to heal it. It has a scratch there, you know, oh, this doesn't work, the engine doesn't work, I have to clean the engine, and so on. We worry, yeah? I mean, we work for the body, and in the end, the body will die. Yeah? And all our life, yeah? I mean, we spend on something, you know, that surely is going to die. Of course we have to take care of this body. This body is something that is something very precious, actually, yeah? But, you know, the preciousness of the body comes only into play when we think about, you know, I mean, training the driver of the car or training the citta. That's when the body plays an important role in our life. Only then. If we only worry about the body, if we only look after the body all our life, then our life was in vain. It was completely useless. Huh? Yeah. We did, you know, so many things. You know, most of the time when we worry too much about the body, we do a lot of evil things. Yeah. And this will lead us to hell. Yeah. And then we stay in hell a long time or a shorter time, and then we come back in the ghost realm before we come back as a human being. And then we do the same thing over and over and over again. Yeah, always worrying about the body, always worrying about life. Yeah, not worrying about the citta, who is the owner of the body. Yeah? If we train the citta to be good, you know, I mean, then the body will be good. Yeah, if we train the citta to be evil, you know, then of course, it will have effect on the body. Yeah? So, use the time wisely, you know, to reflect, you know, reflect about the owner of the body, yeah. The citta and the body are not the same thing. The citta is the owner of the body, and whatever, the body doesn't want anything. The citta wants something, yeah. It is in close connection. I mean, it's just like with the driver of the car. The car doesn't need, you know, it doesn't say, you know, now I need some gasoline. I mean, the driver, you know, when he sees there's no more gasoline, and, you know, he fills it up because he wants to use the car. And that's because we want to use the body, you know, that's why we give it, you know, that's why we give it some food and water, you know, and take care of the body. You know? We want to use it, but we only use it to work for the body, and that is completely irrational. It doesn't make sense. Eh? I mean, we should use the body, you know, to reflect about the owner and go in accord, you know, with the teachings of the Lord Buddha. Yeah. The evil comes from the heart or from the citta, but also the good comes from the citta. So we should look for a way out. Otherwise, if we don't look for a way out. Out of the hamster wheel, if you don't open the door of the hamster wheel, we'll get stuck in the in samsara, or in the life of birth and death and birth and death and birth and death. Yeah? But when I talk about birth and death, you know, I mean, in hell there is no birth and there is no death. There is appearance and disappearance. Yeah? Just the same as in the ghost realm. There is only birth and death in the animal and the human realm. Otherwise, we just appear in the other realms of existence. Eh? But we also disappear from these realms of existence. So you can call it birth and death, or you can call it appearing and disappearing. Hmm? So we change over time, you know, we go through these realms of existence. And how many billions, how many trillions of life have we used? Yeah? How often have we been a human being? How often have we been in the ghost realm? How often? Well, much too often have we been in hell realm to pay for the crimes that we committed. So we should look after our citta, you know, so that it doesn't produce these evil results. That it does, that we don't allow it, you know, that we don't allow it, you know, to do evil, yeah? And to do good, yeah? I mean, isn't this the teaching of all the Buddhas, you know? Don't do evil, do good. Yeah? That's the teaching of all the Buddhas, yeah? So, and that's what we should train. Yeah? Not just looking and worrying about this body. Looking after the heart. Yeah? Don't do evil, yeah? Do good. Yeah? That's the teaching of all the Buddhas. Kartai Pangme. Midnight. Eight. King, ne? ทำไมลูกสาวก็ไม่มาฟังภาษาอังกฤษบ้างฮะฝึกภาษาอังกฤษฮะโอเคมีคำถามไหม Do you have any questions
หลวงพ่อคะถ้าสมมติเรากำลังจะตายเมื่อเราควรคิดยังไงคะ
อะไร
ถ้าเรากำลังจะตาย
yeah.
เราควรคิดจะให้ใจเราค
ิ
ดยังไงบ
้
างคะ
จะคิดอะไรบ้างฮะคิดเรื่องความดีที่ของเราทำเอาไว้ฮะอย่าคิดเรื่อง ความชั่วที่ของเราทำเอาไว้ฮะแต่อยู่กับพุทโธพุทโธพุทโธนะได้ดูนะดูสังเกตดูจะเกิดอะไรขึ้นอะไรจะไปก่อนลมหายใจก็ไปก่อนแล้วหลังจากนี้ลมหายใจก็ไปก่อนไม่ต้องกลัวตายนะ เดี๋ยวถ้าจิตก็ไม่เคยตายนะแต่ร่างกายก็ตายนะงั้นรถจนก็ตายนะถ้ามันคงเอาทำอะไรเวลารถจนตายก็เอาซื้อรถใหม่เ นี่ยใช่ไหมแต่เมื่อไม่มีตังก็ซื้อรถจนไม่ได้ก็ต้องไปนรกก่อน อย่าคิดเรื่องอนาคตอย่าคิดเรื่องอดีตอยู่ในปัจจุบันนะเมื่อความชั่วขึ้นมาเมื่ออดีตขึ้นมาก็ลบกับพุทโธพุทโธพุทโธเปลี่ยนความจำกับความดีที่สั่งขึ้นมาโอ้หลายปีก่อนก็ไปที่วัดถวายนี้อ่ะเนี่ยให้แม่ก็เวลาแม่ก็ตายหรือพ่อก็ตายหรือญาติก็ตายก็เหมือนกันบอกคนนะที่กำลังตายทำอะไรบ้างที่เป็นดีมากนะโอ้ทำได้ไหมนี่สมัยก่อนก็ช่วยคนนี้ช่วยคนโน้นก็ให้เงินเพื่อลงไปปานเรื่องอะไรนะ นี่ดีที่สุดนะ
หรือว่าเราต้องสวดมนต์ด้วย
อ
ะคะ
ก็สวดมนต์ก็ได้นะสวดมนต์กลางวันกลางคืนก็ได้ถึงลมหายใจไม่มีก็สวดไม่ได้แล้ว และบอกว่าแล้วแต่เวรกรรมนะของเราจะพบที่ไหนนะพบชาติไหนก็นะแล้วแต่เวรกรรมนะแต่เดี๋ยวนี้จะทำดีไม่ต้องกลัวอะไรคนเราสังกรรมดีไม่ต้องกลัวนะคนที่ไม่ที่คนที่ทำดีมากๆก็ไม่เคยกลัวตายแต่คนที่ทำชั่วนั้นมันกลัว เพราะว่าชิดก็รู้นะการชั่วเนี่ยก็เราก็ต้องไปนรกอยู่นะและนี่นะมันสาเหตุที่คนเรากลัวนะแต่คนที่เป็นที่ทำดีตลอดเวลานะเราส่วนมากก็ทำดีก็ไม่เคยห่วงเรื่องความตายเพราะว่าลูกนั้นมันจะอาจจะขึ้นสวรรค์ได้นะ
แต่ก็กล
ั
วเจ
็
บมากตอนตาย
ก็เจ็บก็มากนะใช่เนี่ยการพิจารณาทุกขเวทนาเวลานั่งภาวนาแล้วเจ็บ ความเจ็บนะจะเห็นว่าความเจ็บมาจากไหนนะมันไม่เกี่ยวกับจิตใจนะแต่ความ
ขล
ังนะแต่ของเราก็ชับมันจิตใจก็เจ็บเมื่อไม่ได้ชับมันความเจ็บความปวดนั้นมันมาจากหลังไข่นี่มันความรู้สึกนะความรู้สึกของหลังไข่ความรู้สึกของหลังไข่ก็มีอยู่ต้องมีอยู่ใช่ไหมอันนี้ก็มันไม่ได้กินข้าวนะเพราะว่าความรู้สึกมันมีฮะมันอยู่เข้าก็เป็นความรู้สึกนะและจิตก็รู้โอเคเดี๋ยวจะหาทางออกหากินนะนี่นั่นความเจ็บความปวดนะบางที่ก็เจ็บมากนะแต่อยู่กับพุทโธนะและเวลาพิจารณาตัวทุกขเวทนาบ้างนะเวลานั่งสมาธิสองชั่วโมงโอ้เจ็บนี่เจ็บนะเดินขึ้นมาไม่เจ็บ ต้องรอลบความเจ็บนะกลัวความเจ็บไม่ต้องกลัวนะพิจารณาดูนะคะQuestions Use the time yeah We should lock you up yeah Yes For us it is wonderful yeah If you are locked up yeahJust sit in our meditation kuti, you know, and somebody brings us food, you know, in the morning a little bit of food, you know, and then just can meditate 18 hours, 20 hours a day. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah? But people who are not used to it, who cannot be alone, of course they will be completely afraid. Ah, yeah, they shake, you know, they shake out of fear. Yeah, no, panic, yeah.If you realize, okay, that's it, you know, okay, what shall I do? Meditate. And then we see, you know, then we see the wonder of this citta. Wow, it's full of happiness. They don't come, I die. Got lock ความคิดออกนะความช้ำออกนะ we can do it we can find this happiness yeah but we have to get rid of our thoughts and memories will constantly come and bother us yeah it's a you don't have any place here yeah see them as hooligans you know and then lock the door off to your heart yeah and don't let them in yeah? that's where we can find happiness so